Chapter 5. A Hungry Path. One evening each week, Ichabod Crane taught music to certain students. Among these students was Katrina Van Tassel. She was the only child of a wealthy farmer. She was a young woman of 18 and as ripe and rosy-cheeked as one of her father's peaches. All the local men had their eyes on her, and not just for her beauty. Many were just as attracted to her father's large property as they were to Katrina's face and figure. She enjoyed the attention. Her style was a mixture of ancient and modern. She wore her great-great-grandmother's old-fashioned jewelry, and at the same time, she wore fashionable skirts to display the prettiest foot and ankle in Sleepy Hollow. The schoolmaster had a soft and foolish heart for women, so it is no surprise that the beautiful Katrina found favor in his eyes. It is even less a surprise considering he had visited her in her father's large and impressive home. Old Baltus Van Tassel was a perfect picture of a thriving, liberal-hearted farmer. He seldom looked or thought beyond the boundaries of his own farm. But on his farm, everything was snug, happy, and in good condition. Van Tassel was satisfied with his wealth, but not proud of it. His land was situated on the banks of the Hudson River. It was in a green, sheltered, fertile little valley. A great elm tree spread its broad branches over it. At the foot of this elm, the softest and sweetest water sprang from a little well. The water then passed sparkling away through the grass to a neighboring brook that flowed gently among birches and willows. Beside the farmhouse was a huge barn. It was filled with the treasures of the farm. Plump pigs were grunting in their muddy pens. Sometimes, little troops of baby pigs could be seen. Elegant snowy geese swam in a nearby pond. With them, whole flocks of ducks swam too. Dozens of turkeys gobbled through the farmyard. Hens fretted about like angry and nervous housewives. In front of the barn door strutted the rooster. He walked like a husband, a warrior, and a fine gentleman. He crowed in the pride and gladness of his heart. Sometimes he tore up the earth with his feet. Then he would generously call his ever-hungry wives and children to enjoy the tasty seeds or grains he had discovered. The teacher's mouth watered when he saw this potential for a delicious and luxurious winter meal. In his hungry mind's eye, he imagined every roasting pig running around with an apple in its mouth. He imagined the pigeons snugly put to bed in a comfortable pie and covered warmly with buttery crust. He imagined the geese swimming in their own gravy and the ducks diving into pools of onion sauce. He pictured the turkey roasted to a crispy golden brown beside a steaming bowl of delicious stuffing. As Ichabod imagined all this delicious food, his stomach grumbled, but his mind kept imagining. He pictured the fat meadowlands, the rich fields of wheat, of rye, of buckwheat, of corn, and the trees filled with ripe fruit. He could see and taste delicious future meals from the land surrounding the house. With these thoughts, his heart yearned after the young lady who would inherit these lands. His imagination expanded with the idea. He thought about how the lands could be turned into cash, and he imagined investing that money in huge sections of wild land. There he could build great log palaces in the wilderness. In fact, his busy imagination already saw his dreams accomplished. In his mind, he had already married the beautiful Katrina and had a whole family of children. Together, they rode on top of a wagon loaded with goods. They were setting out for Kentucky, Tennessee, or some other exciting wild territory to the west. As soon as he entered the house, the winning of his heart was complete. The farmhouse was very spacious. It had a high roof in the middle that sloped low to each side. Along the front of the house, a low roof formed a veranda. This veranda was capable of being closed up in bad weather. From this roof, the farmer had hung various farming tools and fishing nets. Benches were built along the sides to sit on in the summer. A great spinning wheel sat at one end, and a butter churn sat at the other. From this veranda, Ichabod entered the center of the large house where the family spent most of their time. He gazed around in wonder and awe. Displayed on a dresser were rows of high-quality metal plates, mugs, candlesticks, and vases. In one corner there stood a huge bag of wool, ready to be spun. In another, there was a quantity of luxurious wool cloth just from the market. Along the walls hung ears of corn and strings of dried apples and peaches, punctuated here and there with a bright splash of red peppers. A door left open gave him a glimpse into the living room. There, the claw-footed chairs and dark mahogany tables shone like mirrors. A great mysterious ostrich egg sat in the center of the room. A corner cupboard, purposely left open, displayed immense treasures of old silver and china. Ichabod's eyes and mind were dazzled.